Thursday night shearing Ksubis Elu Nairis. We're on Chof Tesamut Beis, and we're dealing with the Gemara. The Mishnah has a list of Noshim Psulos that have a din of Knas. And that's a Chiddush. And the Gemara on that Chof Tesamut Beis, the second line, asks the Amai, why indeed, Vahani b'nei Knas aninu, why indeed is there the Knas to the Psulos of the Mishnah? Amai ikri kan v'lo siya l'isha. If anybody tells me pshat in the third line, Rashi, I'll give them $50. I can't imagine what Rashi's coming to say. Amas nisan makshi. I mean, I understand what he's saying, but like, what? What do you mean? Of course it's on the Mishnah. I mean, I don't know. Because we're going on the Mishnah. V'hani b'nei Knas aninu. It says that in the Mishnah. V'amai, why? Ikri kan, b'lo siya l'isha, isha ruya lo. I don't understand what Rashi's saying that. The whole hakdoma of the words v'hani b'nei Knas aninu is the Mishnah. The Mishnah said they're b'nei Knosso. We're coming off of the Mishnah. Alright, it's not, if you come up with something. I'm the final judge of the Guterres. If it's not a Guterres, I'll give you a counterfeit bill. It'll match. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is strange. On Daf Mem, the Gemara explains why you don't have to marry her. There's two consequences from being Ma'anis and Isha. We'll talk about being Ma'anis. We'll talk about Pito later on in the Shir, Bli Neder. Two consequences. You have to pay the Knas. I'm not talking about the Boish Sufagam. The moment is, maybe that's not a special consequence of this particular act, but it's a consequence that is by every Hezek, and this is called a Hezek. He assaulted her, and there's Boisha, Sufagam, and Sa'ar. So we'll talk about Knas, and you have to marry her. And you're not allowed to divorce her. So now the Gemara in Daf Mem assumes that you're not allowed to marry her. She's also to marry. And the Gemara wants to know, why not? Why don't you say, I'll say, Dochalos, I'll say, and it gives a teretz. Very complicated. A simple teretz, but a lomdish teretz, and we'll delve into that amid Hashem if we ever get there. But I'll call upon him, here we're talking about the Knas, not the din of Vlosia Leisha, which makes the Pnei Yeshua wonder why the Gemara assumes that they're linked. And as Vlosia Leisha is the pasuk that says you have to marry her, right? Vlosia Leisha, that's not the pasuk that says you have to give, those are not the words that say you have to pay Knas, those are the words that say you have to marry her. So Velosia Leisha, which the Gemara assumes implies Isha Haru'uyalo, an Isha that you're allowed to marry. Now, that, and she's a woman you're not allowed to marry. That there's no din of Velosia Leisha is on Daf Mem. That the Gemara assumes that and asks Akasha, why not, and gives a teretz. So that means here, we're taking the pasuk of Velosia Leisha, which talks about marrying her. We're saying the pasuk implies Isha Haruyalo and Isha that you're allowed to marry, which is fine, but what gives the Gemara the right to link and to say that the whole parsha, meaning including the Knas, would be talking about such a woman as well? This is not my kasha. This is a Pnei Yeshua's question.
But aren't they linked to the Hamad of Adin? But basically,
they're not necessarily linked to the degree that you would say that if you don't have to marry her, where do you see a link that would say if you don't have to marry her, you don't have to give Knas either? Which is what the Gemara is assuming in its question. If you don't have to marry her, then you don't have to give Knas. Maybe they're two different punishments, and whatever applies, applies. Now, sometimes you have a parsha in the Torah where there's like a whole bunch of things in the parsha. And we say, you know, if you are not the subject of the parsha because you're excluded from one point, then you're excluded from the whole parsha. So the Bnei Yeshua asks, "Beis l'dakta, my psikaleila Talmuda, why does the Gemara assume to ask such a kasha?" He says, "V'losia l'isha isha ruyalo." It's clear from Tosfos and from other places, is not a drasha. It's pashtus hakra. In other words, the Gemara is assuming that's the simple meaning of the pasuk. V'losia l'isha means an isha that's worthy, that's fit to be his wife. So, not that there's an extra pasuk. So if there's no extra pasuk, it's just a simple meaning of the pasuk, and you should marry her if you're allowed to. So, and certainly, how do you know there's a link? Mishlam, if it would be an extra pasuk. So you say the pasuk's memait that the parsha doesn't apply, including the knas. But if you look in Tosfos, the Ramaskil Bechad, the third Tosfos, and the last four lines of Tosfos, you don't have to know, you don't have to have the whole cheshbon of Tosfos. But if you look at the teretz of Tosfos, he says the drasha of losia l'isha means midaita, even if she only if she wants to. That's the drasha. But the din of isha rilo is the simple meaning. That's what we want to take that out of Tosfos. Yeah.
How can you say that the
it's hard to make up your own drushes. Maybe. So Pnei Yeshua says, V'doichak loimar. He doesn't like your terrorist, Pnei Yeshua. The one you said. The doichak that the Gemara just assumes, like we say so many times in Shas, Hechad du Krinan Bey, V'loisiyah Le'isha, Krinan Bey, V'nosan Isha Shechad L'Mi'an Ayrar Yikesa. Hechad du Loi Krinan, that would be the way the Gemara usually expresses such linkage. So the Pnei Yeshua does not like that. He says, because it's not always true. So, Hecha de Itmar Itmar, Hecha de Lo Itmar Lo Itmar. And the Gemara should have spoken it out. It's not like something that's to be assumed. The Gemara should have told us that linkage.
It's almost a raya the other way.
Yeah. Lachay Nire, Tosfos proves. Tosfos says that he sort of argues with Tosfos, the Pnei Yeshua. He sort of says it is a drasha, and there are tanoim. He proves b'cheshbon that there certainly are tanoim that hold that the requirement of isha haruya l'kaima, that she has to be haruya, is a drasha, not pashto sakra. The pasuk being marbe, that it's only talking about a woman that's fit to marry. So once we say that, we assume it's a drasha that reflects on the whole parsha. The Pnei Yeshua. What? Well, again, what about them? Well, meanwhile, we're not talking about them. Well, I don't want to go through the whole cheshbon. It's not okay. If you want to learn the Pnei Yeshua, he shows that there's tanoim that do not reflect Tosfos' shita, that it's pashtei dekra, but rather it's a limud. Once it's a limud, it's not difficult to apply it to the whole parsha. If you have a Gemara that has mefarshim in the back, there's a mefarsh called Mitzpeh Eson. Mitzpeh Eson, now they put everything together. When I grew up, you had to like search for these things. Like they were one page long. Now Vakshal came
along. Could it be that they're actually linked together, and because he's not able to marry the woman, he's still chal, but he's not able to fulfill it, so he's still in sort of, his chiyuv is still out there floating, but he's not able to.
Yes, so why doesn't he have to pay knas? The linkage is that if he can't marry her, he doesn't have to pay knas either. So if you have the in the back, don't know if you have the new style. It's not new anymore. I think now they don't print any shasim without it. You have the old-fashioned kind.
Mitzvah
Eisam. So he says, V'hikshav b'nei Yeshua. The mitzvah just has a teretz, but it's not really a, it's not a yesodistic teretz. It's just a, he just shows that the Gemara holds they're linked. How? He says, if you notice, the Gemara just came off of a machlokas. The Gemara just came off of a machlokas or a mayor in Rabbanan, and it said that the Mishnah said Elu Nairus Yeshlam Knas, but a Ketana has no Knas. And it goes like a mayor that a Ketana has no Knas. So we just got finished saying that a Ketana has no Knas. Now how does a mayor know that a Ketana has no Knas? So he dashes it from the Pasuk of Osiya Leisha, B'mahava Atzmo HaKosuk Medaber. That the Pasuk is talking about a woman that could accept Kiddushin and be Mekadosh herself, so to speak. And a Ketana cannot. A Naira can, but a Ketana cannot. A Ketana can, and a Naira can, and a Ketana cannot. So he says, oh, wait a second. He doesn't say why, but you see Rameir links the two. Because Rameir's drasha is talking about the Pasuk of Elosia Leisha. The Elosia Leisha is not talking about a Ketana, but it's talking about the Mahava Atzmo HaKosu Medaber. But we're talking about Knas. So how does Rameir know there's no Knas? So you see Rameir holds it's linked. So again, that might not be a satisfying teretz, because he doesn't explain why Rameir holds it's linked, but at least he has shown where the Gemara is coming from. The Gemara is coming off of Rameir, who you see holds they're linked. So at least it answers that question, what gives the Gemara the right to make such an assumption. Of course, now you just shift the kasha to Rameir. Why? But he says Amas Nisan Makshi. If he would have said Arabeir Makshi, you'd be right.
Oh, he says
nice. Amas Nisan Makshi.
That's why Rashi was that's what Rashi coming to tell you. It's not
Rameir, it's the other Rameir. No, what do you mean not Rameir? Why would they ask a kasha on Rameir? So then it is according. I don't know what you're talking about. The Mitzvah Eisan Adarabba says that the reason the Gemara assumes that there's a link is because of Rameir. Because Rameir holds there's a link.
Rameir holds there's a link.
Yeah.
According to Rameir, holds it a link.
Right. Should not pay Knas.
But you see from the Mishnah that they pay.
Right. It's not a kash on Rameir. It's not a kash on Rameir. You don't know that Rameir holds like the Mishnah. You know that the Mishnah holds like Rameir, because it says Nairus, not Ketanus. But you don't know what Rameir holds about Nairus, Pesulos getting Knas. Maybe Rameir holds Nairus, Pesulos, like I don't get Knas. You want $50, I'll give you anyway. Now I have a teretz. I want to suggest a teretz. Is there a ritual here? This is not yet the territory I want to suggest. I just have my notes. The Ritva really says like the Mitzvah Eisam. Pirish lav the mashma lishna de krohach. It's not that the pashtus akroh will see the isha is mashma only an isha that's fit for him. Because you see the Gemara asks later that asay should be doichaloy sasay. And if the lashon akroh was an isha that's fit for him, so that should be the Gemara's teretz. That you don't say, I say, doi chalais, I say, because here the pasuk is saying the woman has to be fit for him. So there's no I say. doesn't start. There's no assay. Because the assay says a woman that's fit for him. So the Ritva proves from that that the words of the Pasuk don't mean a woman that's fit for him. It's just that that's the din. If she's also, you're not allowed to marry her. Because you don't say assay, doichaloy, assay. I'm just speaking out the Ritva. In other words, just it's an interesting Ritva. It gives you like a havana. Because if the word, if the Gemara meant the words of the pasuk mean a woman that's fit for him, then you couldn't ask let asay be doichalos asay. Because if the words of the asay are marry a woman that's fit for you, then there's no asay on a woman that's not fit for you. So you can't say asay doichalos asay. Yeah. Now, but the assay doesn't mean marry a woman even if she's unfit for you, or else you don't even have to say assay doichalayz assay. The assay says marry her even if she's not fit for you. So if the Torah doesn't say marry a woman even if she's unfit for you, then it doesn't mean marry a woman that's if she's fit for you, so what does it mean? This is a yesod in kol hashas. I'm missing your question, and the answer is a yesod in kol hashas. The puzzle can't mean marry a woman that's fit for you, the Ritva says, because then you couldn't say I say Doichalois Asay. I'm hearing the second half. It can't mean marry a woman even if she's unfit for you, because then you wouldn't even need I say Doichalois Asay. You would have to marry her. The Torah says to marry her. So if it doesn't mean marry a woman that's fit for you, and it doesn't mean marry a woman that's unfit for you, what does it mean? The answer is, it doesn't mean anything. Just says marry a woman. The Torah doesn't address the dinim that we learn out from the Pesukim. It's a very important yesod. The words of the Torah, when the Torah says put on tefillin, it's a very important yesod. When the Torah says put on tefillin, it doesn't mean, the words of the Torah are not saying men should put on tefillin. Certainly doesn't mean women should put on tefillin. If it doesn't mean men should put on tefillin, doesn't mean women should put on tefillin, what does it mean? The answer is, it means put on tefillin. That's all. The Torah doesn't talk. The Torah doesn't incorporate the halachas that are learned out into its words. The words are the words. The Torah says put on tefillin. The Torah says marry the woman. Then we take those words, marry the woman, and we see the halachic ramifications, the legal slash halachic ramifications, marry the woman. Okay, I say doichalos, I say it. It's a trick question, but it's a very important, it's a mistake that's made by achronim, by people. The Torah doesn't have to mean anything. The Torah just says what it says. You hear, it doesn't have to mean marry her even if she's fit, or marry her but only if she's fit. It doesn't have to mean either of the two. Marry her. And now we take the tzivui marry her and we play around with it. I say doichalos asay. Yes, I say doichalos asay. No, I say doichalos asay. But the Torah doesn't, it's very important, the Torah does not incorporate dinim into its words. The words are written b'stoma. Like I say, put on tefillin. We'll set the klal yisrael. Put on tefillin. Hashem didn't say men put on tefillin. That's why now the Torah means Jews should put on tefillin. Probably the Torah was given only to Jews. So Jews should put on tefillin. It didn't mean people should put on tefillin. And we learn out only Jews. We don't learn out only Jews. Hashem's talking to Jews. So the Ritva says clearly that the pasuk doesn't mean, can't mean, a woman that's fit. If it meant it, then you couldn't say I say doichalos asay. Of course, now so what the Ritva says that the Gemara doesn't mean isha ruya lo, amai yikrikam leisili isha ruya lo. So the Ritva saying it, the Gemara doesn't mean because that's what the words of the pasuk mean. More mean because that's the din. And we know the din is only Isha Ruyalo. Because you don't say I say Darkalais I say. So that's the Ritva. All right. When the Gemara says the words Va'amai Ikri Kan V'Leisei Le'Isha Isha Ruyalo, it means that's the din, not that's what the words of the pasuk mean. Now, how could you be chaylik under Ritva? Tyson says not like the Ritva, because there's a little trick here we can play. I could look at the Torah. What does the Ritva say? If it says marry a woman that's fit for you, so maybe. So how can you say, I say, Dechalais, I say, the Torah says, marry a woman that's fit for you. I have an answer to that question. If I say, I say, Dechalais, I say, she becomes a woman that's fit for me to marry. In other words, so I won't be breaking the words of the pasuk. So the Gemara could hold, this is a question. When the Torah says something, say, marry a woman that's fit for you. It's like an interesting question. It's like a logic question. One of these questions you learn it. You learn in logic 101. The Ritva says if the Torah says marry a woman that's fit for you, you couldn't say I say Dechalais I say. I could argue with that, I think, logically, and say no, marry a woman that's fit for you, okay, but now I'll put that on the side. I'll play around, not I'll play around, I'll learn the halachas of the Torah, and if it turns out that I say Dechalais I say, then she will become a woman that's fit for me. And she will fit into the words of the pasuk. Because I say, Dechalais, I say. Ritva's assuming, what? Ritva's assuming that you can't say, I say, Dechalais, I say, because if the pasuk means marry a woman that's fit for you. Because you look at the pasuk before you say, I say, Dechalais, I say. I'm not sure that's mukhrach. Could be you would end up looking at the pasuk after you say, I say, Dechalais, I say. And then she's a woman that's fit for you.
The assay though is the pasuk, no? Isn't the assay?
Yeah, the assay is the
pasuk. You have to look at the pasuk first, because the only way you could say assay dochalot assay is if you're looking at the pasuk. What's the assay?
I could, right. Uh-huh. I could say that since the Torah is vague, the Torah doesn't say marry her, but not if she's a mamzeres. If the Torah would say marry her, but not if she's a mamzeres, then I have no choice. But if the Torah used the lashon and marry her if she's fit. So then I don't see why I can't wait to see if the shoe fits. Notice an expression, if the shoe fits, wear it. So I'll see if she's, like after the dust settles, I'll see if she's a woman that's fit for me.
But by that logic, if he wants to marry her and he knows that if he doesn't rape her, she's not eligible, he can go and rape her and then she becomes eligible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you would say, I say, Dechalais, I say. Yeah, if you would say I say Dechalais, I say.
The problem I have with the logic is that the assay you're using is from the pasuk that you're putting on the side. In other words, you want to say it when the dust settles, if the shoe fits, but that's fine. You get the assay from some other pasuk now. I have some reason to say that
but
now
the pasuk's
fit.
Not.
Now let's bring
I
the
pasuk
and see if it fits.
I'm saying it's not necessarily so that the pasuk's mamait, because if you say, okay, that's the.
Okay.
I just wanted to speak out through thought. Now I want to address the issue of the linkage. The Rambam on this subject is very, very interesting. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's two mitzvahs, Reish Yud Ches and Reish Chaf. I want to show in the Rambam that there's no linkage. And if there's no linkage, we have to learn, there's no logical linkage. Therefore, if there's no logical linkage, then you have to learn like the Pnei Yeshua. The Gemara means it's a ribui hakra, and the ribui extends to all parts of the parish.
Is there a reason not to learn like the Pnei Yeshua? Is there someone who's...
Well, the mitzvah and the Pnei Yeshua is a chiddush. You have to learn that there's a pasuk. It's not like the pashtus of Tosfos. Tosfos says it's not a pasuk. The mitzvah says it's not like the Pnei Yeshua. Yeshua is a little schwer because you have to end up saying not like Tosfos. I want to show from the Rambam like the Pnei Yeshua that there's no natural linkage. Rambam Reish Yud Ches. Oh, Reish Yud Ches and Reish Chaf. The Rambam says Reish Yud Ches that the Ones should marry Anusaso. That's Mitzvah Reish Yud Ches. He doesn't talk about paying Chamishim Kesef. Reish Yud Ches is the Ones must marry his Anusoso, V'losia l'isha, because bar b'gemara makis, is alive, you're not allowed to divorce her, and there's an asay, you have to marry her, blah, blah, blah. Reish choch, who said sivanu b'din ha-mafateh? V'ramu yuzbarach, v'chifateh ish b'sula. Now, let's look at the Rambam. That's all the Rambam says. It doesn't say what the din of the mafata is. Now let's look at the Rambam. Hilchas Naira Basula. Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Hilchas Naira Basula. Misha Pita Basula, right, Mafate, Kon Sunosa Chamishim Kesef. The Knas of Chamishim. That's Knas. The Chain Im Onas also. The Rambam puts Pitui and Ones together regarding 50 shekel. Uknasem Mitzvah Sasechel Toiri. Look around. If you're Mafate a woman, you pay a 50 shekel Knas. The chain, if you're ma'aneso, and this is a mitzvah saseh. Now, that means the Rambam clearly is saying that there's one mitzvah saseh, that an oines and a mafate should give 50 shekel. That's the mitzvah of now. That's the mitzvah of mafate. That's what reish chof means, because reish yudches is. Is only that the ones has to marry her. Doesn't say that the mafata has to marry her. The mafata, that's what we're going to get to in a second. We're going to examine the Rambam. Sanochamon. When it comes to marrying her, the Rambam puts the ones in his own category, his own mitzvah, and says the ones must marry her. He mysteriously does not say in that mitzvah that he has to give a chamishim kesef. He has to marry her. Then in the mitzvah of Mefateh, Reish Chof, and I'm using the Rambam in Hilchas Naira Basula, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, to explain Reish Chof. Because in Reish Chof, he just says, Din Mefateh. He doesn't say what. But if you open the Rambam in Hilchas Naira Basula, and that's the only other mitzvah left, he says, this is how he says it. Again, you have to, if you're Mefateh woman, you have to give a Chamishim Kesef. The Chain, if you're Ma'anis Ha, and this knas is a mitzvah saseh. Now, if you go to your list of mitzvah saseis, the only mitzvah saseh that this is reish chof, din mafata. So here's what we want to know. Then the Rambam says, what's mafata, what's ones? So here's what we want to know. Or here's what's going on. The chamishim kesef. Why the Rambam doesn't say chamishim kesef by ones? Why he lumps it together with Mefateh, right? Right? And why doesn't he say that there's a mitzvah to marry Mefateh? Now, the mitzvah to marry a Mefateh, there's a mitzvah to marry a Mefateh, wait, there's a mitzvah to marry a Mefateh. The setup by a mafateh is that he's supposed to marry her. Now, kemuvan, he only marries her if she wants. Right? She has to want and the father has to want.
That's by mafateh.
What?
Both, yeah, onus and...
Yeah.
By mafateh. Wait. The mafateh's allowed to divorce her. If when he divorces her, he pays her ksub. When he marries her, he does not give knas. He only gives knas. He doesn't have to marry her. There's no din. Rambam rightfully doesn't say that there's a mitzvah for the mafateh to marry her because he doesn't have to. He can choose not to. So he has to want to and she has to want to. Now, I was talking to Joel Padowitz. Yes. Mafateh. Mafateh has a choice. I was talking to Joel Padowitz, and he said that when he bought his apartment, so he wanted to put into the contract a certain clause. And the clause was that if he and the Koneh want to do something, so they'll do it, they could do it. So the lawyer refused. He said, if you both want to do it, I don't have to write in the contract. They'll do it. That's not part of the contract. If you're only going to do it if you both want to do it, so then it's only going to be part of the contract if someone's compelled to do it. If you both want to do it, oh, so I learned the big yesod, very important yesod. If a mafater only has to marry her if he wants and she wants, so that's why the Rambam doesn't even count it as a mitzvah. In other words, the Rambam could have counted it as a mitzvah and said that they each have right of refusal. The Rambam could have said, the way it sounds like in the Torah, and the Rambam's going not like the pashtus of the Torah, because the Torah says if you're mafater a woman, you should marry her. Mor yomarena lo leisha. The imoin yomoin, then he pays the chamishim kesef. So it's a big yisod, what Joel's lawyer told me. Because since we learn out from the limud that he only has to marry her if he wants, so that means he has to want and she has to want. So if they both have to want, the Torah is not telling me a mitzvah that they both have to do, because they're both getting married, because they both want to get married. Everybody in the world gets married because they both want to get married. So the Torah is really just saying a way of escaping the chamishim kesef. Go marry her and you won't have to pay the chamishim kesef. And if she doesn't want to marry you and you still want to get married, so then too bad, you have to pay the chamishim kesef if she doesn't want to get married. So that's why the Rambam doesn't... Yeah. So that's why the Rambam doesn't say anywhere... So now we're starting to understand the Rambam's beautiful. The Rambam doesn't say anywhere that a mafater has to marry her, even though that's the simple reading of the pasuk, because of Joel's lawyers, you sold. It's not even a mitzvah to her. It's not a mitzvah to marry her. You could learn it's a mitzvah to marry her, but they both could refuse. Just like she could refuse, he could refuse. So you see, the Rambam understood this yesod, that if they're only going to get married if they both want to, then it's not logical to say that the Torah wrote it as a mitzvah. Because if they both want it, so go get married. Like, don't bother me, like the lawyer said. So the Torah did not mean it as a mitzvah, even though the word of the Torah is v'chiyifat ish naira besula v'shachavima mohor yomarena lo leisha. Those are the words of the Torah. But since we learn out that it's only if he wants to, me daito, so you have the assault of Joel's lawyer. Correct. And that's why the Rambam... That's what I'm saying. That's correct. That's why when you open a Rambam, the only mitzvah he says by mafater is to pay the chamishim kesef if he doesn't marry her. Now, I don't know. He should ask his Rav.
This is the old question we had last time. Should you run around doing all the mitzvahs?
He should ask the Rav. It's not a mitzvah to give chamishim kesef. It's a chiyuv if he doesn't marry her. It's a chiyuv if he doesn't marry her, she gives chamishim kesef. The mitzvah is it's a punishment. If he doesn't marry her, he has to pay chamishim kesef.
Our bottom line.
Would you advise someone to be Mechal Shabbos? He could be Mechayim the mitzvah of getting Mrs. Bezdin.
Our bottom line from the Dharm is you don't want to run around doing all the mitzvahs. You don't want to give a wife a get, even though it's a mitzvah.
What is the mitzvah by a mafater? To give chamishim kesef. The Rambam structures it that it's shot, if you violate a woman, bein bepitui, bein ba'ones, give chamishim kesef. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah by ones is only to marry her. By knas, you see, this is how the Rambam structures it. Again, reish yud ches is that an ones has to marry her. And he has to marry her.
And pay her 50 shekels.
Right. But the Rambam doesn't say it that way, but he doesn't put them both in the same mitzvah. That's the din. But he doesn't, again, listen to the Rambam structure. Reish yud ches is the ones has to marry her. Doesn't say has to give a chamishim kesef. Because where does the Rambam say chamishim kesef? in Reish Chaf, and the Rambam structures it, if you violate a woman, bein be'oynis, bein be'pitui, you have to give 50 kesef. By pitui, you can escape it by marrying her, and by oynis, you can't escape it. Yeah? But the mitzvah, but there's no, if I would ask a question, there's no specific mitzvah for an ones to pay 50 kesef. The mitzvah is, if you violate a woman, bein be'ones, bein be'pitui, no matter how you did it, whether you talked her into it, or you did it forcibly, you must pay 50 kesef. That's how the Rambam structures it. In ones, the Rambam just says you have to marry her. So what I'm extracting from this Rambam clearly is like the Pnei Yeshua, because they're clearly not linked, because they're two they're different. Because one is the mitzvah of ones, one is the mitzvah of the parsha of ones, and in there the Rambam only says to marry her. He doesn't say to pay chamishim kesef. So the mitzvah of the parsha, as we call it, the mitzvah of the parsha of ones is only you must marry her, and the chamishim kesef is a different mitzvah, and that's like a larger subject of like violating a naira. And there's different ways you can do it. You can do it through talking her into it, and you can do it through forcing her into it. And both ways carries a penalty of 50 kesef. So my point is, so that's clearly, to me, logically, that's clearly not, it's unlinked. So you can't link the two, because they're not related. One is the din of an ones, and one is the din of someone who violates a naira.
But by Mekotin, this goes back to what we learned in the Dharma. You have a nether sort of hovering there to an extent, because by Mekotin, if he marries her, he doesn't have to pay the 50 shekel. If he divorces her, all of a sudden that 50 shekel comes back.
Not
in
really.
He
pays it's
ksuba.
It's not knas at that point. At that point, it's ksuba.
Which is more, no?
No, it's granted the same amount. Chamishim Kesef is 200 zuz.
Oh.
In fact, the Mandiyomer that holds Ksubas the Oraisa learns it out from this pasuk. Kesef Yishkol Kamar Habasulos, and he learns that Mar Habasulos means Ksuba. Anyway, so that's the Rambam, but the Rambam has a very interesting structure to these two mitzvahs. And the L'chayu like the Rambam, they're not linked. It's Hashem Sunday, I want to tell you the Svara, why, how in Svara they are linked. And we'll stop here.